This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. We're all back together.
Hello.
Welcome back, Dave.
I told you there's the show is ending, that I have a very embarrassing story for you. And it's a story of the fear.
Okay.
Like the fear of something serious.
Was it the fear on holidays?
It was the fear when I came back from holidays.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Okay.
It was Friday night. I'd had just arrived back from Lanzarote and me, obviously, I'm still on holiday mode.
Yeah, too,
so
right.
I'm like, right, let's go to the pub.
And oh, my God. What? Let's go see how Rathmines survived without us for a whole 5 days.
Exactly.
What new businesses are open?
Yeah.
Has the pub closed down?
I feel like something always changes, even when you're away for just a week.
Something changes,
like,
yeah.
Is that sign new?
Yeah.
I'm always like that.
I hadn't been to where I grew up. The town I grew up in, like literally 6 months, and I came back and they had all new road markings. Really threw me.
Oh yeah. I did that once actually. All new road markings. Yeah. But so I was out on Friday night, and after two I was like, right, that's me done. I'm up early tomorrow for Longitude. After four I was like, no, that's me done. I'm up early for Longitude. And so I was getting a bit giddy, right? And I put up on my story that if anyone was going to Taylor Swift, just upload everything because I want to see it all.
I saw that.
I was like, I'm kind of raging I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, doesn't that creep in for you as well? That really crept in for me.
The FOMO really kind of came in. And so I was like, just upload everything. I want to see it all. I'm so fuming I didn't get tickets.
Yeah.
And then my next story was someone who'd sent me a DM was like, hey, like, is this sarcasm or whatever? And I was like, no.
Some people hate seeing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And also, a lot of people think most of the things I say is sarcastic. And so I was just like, it's not. This is real. Yeah. I want to see everything.
Yeah.
So I put that up and I kind of forget about it or whatever. And then I'm in a pub in Rathmines, and a friend I know who's quite famous, right, walks by.
Oh, come on, you're going to have to spill.
And I say, James. And he turns around and he goes, David. It's James Kavanagh, right?
Okay.
And so he's walking around and I'm like, why are you not, first of all, I go, why are you not in Tipperary?
He lives in Kilkenny.
He lives in Kilkenny. He was like, I don't know.
I was like, I'm never in Tipperary.
He's like, it's Kilkenny. I was like, bollocks, sorry. Yeah, my bad. And so then he was like, oh, I'm just in town for something or whatever.
Right, sure as well.
And I go, cool. I was like, you going to Taylor Swift? And he goes, no, I don't like her. Don't know why. I just said, yeah, me either. Don't like her at all. Good luck, James. Bye. I wake up the next morning.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, my story has the thing about, please upload everything about Taylor.
God, I'm so
embarrassed. Upload this for Taylor.
Please tell me you're blind.
The next story is like, no, I'm not joking. So I went through 900 people.
Stop.
On my story to see if he'd viewed the story. And he hadn't. So I blocked James Kavanagh from seeing my story on Saturday morning and spent the whole day going, oh my God, what if he did see it? And I just didn't see it, but I don't think he did. So all is good. And that is my embarrassing story.
Oh man, I hate that panic when you're just there. Like,
it was just such fear.
I know, but it's
fear.
I know, and I totally forgive you though, being just like, yeah, me either. Because sometimes, like, it's too awkward to fight someone on.
Yeah,
like,
it's like a really brief interaction I'm not getting in.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So I was like, yeah, me either, don't get it.
See
Go
ya.
On, good luck, bye.
Nice.
Please, someone, does anyone have videos? I want to see Taylor on stage.
You're not even looking for tickets. You're like, just videos will do.
Oh, I was scarlet
so
myself.
That's so funny.
Classic Dave.
Yeah, there you go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Well, good morning.
What's happening?
We're all here.
We're all back.
Oh, I love that when you start a new month on the Monday.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
There was once, like a couple of months ago, where I think it was like, must have been a February because 28 days or something like that, but it ended on a Sunday and started on a Monday and it was just
And I think
beautiful.
When you looked at the calendar, it was Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday.
It was stunning.
Perfectly. But we're also starting the second half of the year on a Monday.
Yeah.
Which feels even more kind of
It does. I like
special.
It. I'm liking it.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
You have a good holiday.
That's just what people say, isn't it? Yeah, I did. I had a really good holiday. Really nice just to relax and chill out. And I could have done it for the rest of my life.
I know.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Honestly, I'm going to suit retirement so well. So,
honestly, same. I think go to Lanzarote. It's so cheap.
I know.
Is it cheap? Because like a lot of the touristy places are getting so expensive now.
Yeah, no, just we didn't do much of the touristy places, to be honest. We just kind of sat there on our
sun loungers,
literally by the pool. It was great.
Uno mas, por favor.
One more, por favor, is right.
From Spanish to Irish, you have a few Poggini Grainne, which is the Irish for freckles.
Oh, do I?
You have a few new freckles on your cheeks. Notice
yeah, you have
longitude.
A little glow on the cheeks.
Yeah, yeah. Our CEO was like, or just came to me there and goes, "You got a great colour, Dave." I was like, thanks, Chris.
That's really mean, actually.
Yeah, it was.
You have the little Pogini Grania, which I love this, translates to little kisses from the sun. Irish. Isn't that so cute?
That's all that was kissing me.
really?
No joy.
You did your first Instagram dump.
I did, yes.
And I didn't feature.
Because you were in the previous one, which was the longitude dump. You were all over that.
I made it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to take more photos together.
We will. Mm. You were all over my longitude dump. I got really inspired by all the June dumps yesterday. And I was like, why do I never do a dump?
I didn't make it into your dump, Dave.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah.
I actually always have a scan. I'm like, am I in there? Oh, no.
I made it into Dave's one now. Twice.
Yeah, Emma was there twice.
Yeah. I got a DM from someone last night after saying, my first dump and it's halfway through the year, saying you're going to have to take something for that. That's really bad. If it's been 6 months, you're it's pretty serious.
That's very funny.
Okay, we're all here. Let's do this for a brand new week.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling here. It's 7:10. We're all here together.
Woohoo!
He's back in the
room. Little brother's back.
Here I am.
He's actually my big brother.
Yeah. Dave's been away for a week. And as you know, listening, the things do be moving quite quickly on this show. From one day to the next, things can change quite significantly.
Yeah, and you missed an awful lot, Dave. It was a very, very busy weekend in Dublin. There was a hell of a lot going on, a lot to talk about.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
A lot to get organised, etc. So,
as long as I'm not coming back to a musical, I don't care. It's fine. Everything is fine.
It was one time, okay?
It was one time. Let's bring you up to speed and play our little classic game when someone's away of what did you miss? Mm. Dave, what do you think all these songs have in common?
They're all absolute bangers.
Yeah, they are all absolute bangers. That's correct.
Imagine we were just like, yeah.
They're overplayed on Spin. I don't know. What do they all have in common? Harry Styles, Ariana Grande, and who was the other one?
I'll have to check.
Oh, it's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah.
Yes.
It's Katy Perry.
We learned last week on the show. Are you saying you don't?
I haven't. Yeah.
Last week we learned that all these songs were very close to being scrapped before their release. Would you?
Oh my God!
I know.
And I said they were all bangers.
Yeah.
That would have been, what a terrible world that would be to live in.
Awful.
I know, without all them. All right, question two, Dave. Why did we get loads of messages of people telling us different times last week?
1:40 a.m.
1:15 a.m.
1:30 a.m.
2:00 a.m.
It must be, what time did you go to bed at last night? I feel like that's something we do on the show.
But based on what, though?
Based on, I don't know, like, it's just like a question. You know the way we ask questions every day? I feel like...
Do you think we're that unoriginal when you go on holidays? What time did you go to bed last night? Let us know.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wait, 7:11, 1:03.
He's like, they're nothing without me.
I guarantee you that's exactly what you did.
The most basic questions. No, well, you're kind of on the right track, but basically, people were predicting what time I would get home from a gig at Malahide Castle.
Oh, very good.
Any predictions yourself?
From Wednesday?
Yeah.
I would say you got home about 12:30.
12:01.
Oh, I was close.
It was really good. And I did say a well-organised
machine,
event up
well-oiled
there.
Well-oiled machine at Malahide. Okay, three. What big birthday did we celebrate on Friday show?
Well, we have a very, very big birthday to celebrate in Dublin this weekend.
Oh.
And it is the 20th birthday of... Remember when they were building...
I do.
It can't be the Spire because that was 2003.
I don't know how you know that. How do you know that?
I don't know how I know that. The 20th birthday of...
It was everywhere online over the weekend.
Was it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I genuinely haven't a clue. It's a building in town, like.
We didn't say anything about a building.
Oh, it's just something in town.
That was built.
I'm going to say it's the 20th anniversary or 20th birthday of... do you know them sweet shops that no one is ever in? It's on like Westmoreland.
Kings
of Sweets. The ones on Westmoreland Street and all.
That is so random. And all the way wrong.
Right, whose birthday?
20th birthday of the Lewis.
No!
Yeah.
We threw it a party.
And then the city then went on and decided to celebrate further when someone got their car stuck in the Lewis tracks on Saturday night.
Oh, so brilliant.
That went
hear
on
that.
A little bit further, yeah, into the actual birthday on Sunday morning.
Yes.
Okay, finally, why was Aisling reeling off a list of a load of different flavoured sauces?
Burger sauce, garlic sauce, aioli sauce. Is that not the same as garlic sauce, smoky baconese, sweet chili, chip sauce, saucy sauce.
What the fuck?
Mayo racha, mayo must, truffle mayo, garlic and caramelised onion mayo, curry ketchup, pickle ketchup and smoky bacon ketchup.
Wow, okay. There was a lot there.
This sounds like a restaurant that has notions that you went to and they do a load of sauces that you're like, oh my God, and I'm going to say it's like, you know, mass or something. I don't know.
It's a good attempt at a guess.
Right, go on.
It's not true though. Heinz sauce, we're releasing a thing called the Every Sauce.
Oh.
A mix of 14 of their different sauces.
No.
A limited edition sauce.
I hope it's limited edition as in there's only one.
There's 100 bottles.
That's
and
rotten.
I did fill out a quiz in order to win a bottle and I think I was due to find out on Friday if I won and I didn't hear anything. So
oh,
I
no.
guess I didn't win the limited edition.
We will never
bottle.
Know. What harm. Okay, 0 out of 4, Dave. Welcome back.
Yeah, great set.
We missed you.
A good start to the week.
Guys, you mean to go on.
Yeah.
Here is Beyonce on the team up with Miley Cyrus. It's Two Most Wanted on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
Welcome.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
21 today, Tate McRae and Tiësto and 10:35.
Just a baby.
Stop. Oh my God.
Oh, I know. What a career already.
Baba.
Unbelievable. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's the story?
What's happening?
Hey there.
Obviously, I actually feel like I'm cheating on Dublin to talk about anything that isn't what went on here this weekend because there was so much going on.
It was the centre of the universe.
It really was. But the other one was very close by, being Glastonbury. That was obviously happening all across the weekend and some really standout performances. Huge love and praise for Dua Lipa.
Yeah, she
by
did
all
well.
Accounts, she absolutely smashed this. The love for her was insane. And Coldplay.
Yeah, I saw a bit of Coldplay when I came home on Saturday night. I think they brought Michael J. Fox on stage and it was very cool.
Very special. I was thinking like, God, the FOMO's already pretty bad for their gigs in Croke Park. But especially after seeing that, if you don't have tickets, you'd be just so sick.
Oh,
anyway,
we're going to have to get through Coldplay bloody weekend.
If someone has
Taylor Swift
anyone
weekend.
Has tickets, please let us know.
I know, honestly. But some other little standout moments from across the weekend at Glastonbury. One involved the BBC's analysis editor. His name is Ross Atkins. A serious journalist from the BBC.
You know, an analysis editor.
You know what? I'm not even smart enough to know that, but he's from the BBC. And who would have thought it? Get yourself a guy who can do both. Not only is he a serious journalist, he's also a DJ, right?
No way.
And this guy is known as being pretty serious and very professional in what he does. So we had a little set at Glastonbury and he played this drum and bass remix of the BBC News theme.
Stop.
And to say it went down a treat now is the biggest understatement of all time. Here's how it kicks off.
Oh,
this
yes.
is the crowd.
That's unreal.
I tease you there. That's just at the drop, okay? And then the crowd go absolutely mental.
My God.
Oh my God, that's lit.
You try do that with the 6-1 News team. Like, it's just not happening.
Oh, I
not
wish I had those skills.
Yeah, that'd be class.
You'd have so much fun.
You could do it with the Angelus, maybe. You could do it with the Angelus.
Oh my God, that's it. That's it.
Bong, 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 bong.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea, Dave. Do it at 6 o'clock at Electric Picnic.
We'll get Marty Guilfoyle on that.
Gather everybody together
and everybody else stand still.
Yeah. Then other news, and this time from the campsite. An unlikely hero was named a hero across the weekend. The Glastonbury organiser said, look, sorry lads, but we're not going to show the match. That is the England game in the Euros. Because it was too much of a clashy situation with the headliners, right? So they were like, sorry, there's actually not going to be anywhere to watch the match. So who went out in the morning of the game to Argos, left Glastonbury and came back and rolled in a telly and set it up in the campsite.
Like your primary school teacher used to do in the middle of class.
And then set up this telly with like two buckets of stones for weight and then two pillars and just kind of did a manual job to set up this telly. Not the biggest widescreen you've ever seen now either. I'd say it's a bit of a, you'd be kind of
squinting
at it watching, but it gathered obviously huge amounts of people. What I find so mad about Glastonbury, unlike Electric Picnic, is the celebrities that walk around and are unbothered.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, it's so weird. This guy just was sitting around
former
with everyone.
Wait, are you going to say this was a famous person who did this?
Yeah.
Go on.
It was Louis Tomlinson.
Stop.
He's mad into football, to be fair. He owns a football team, I think.
Huge into football.
Is it Doncaster
he owns,
Callum?
One Directioner, Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah, he was hailed a hero for this and he was chatting to the media about it. Delighted.
But sorry, I can't bring in like a bottle over 100 mil, but he can bring a telly in.
Yeah.
You are the god of this festival because football wasn't officially on anywhere, but you sorted it out. How did you do that?
It was a little... Well, we brought a TV in, very glasso, in some like stones in a little stand. It was a little bit touch and go at times because the signal kept going in and out. But yeah, luckily we got the win. We pulled it off. Made up.
That would have been so embarrassing if it didn't work.
Watch him release a single next week.
100%. But can you imagine him there? Like, oh, does anyone have a dodgy box? Or does anyone have the fire stick? Or, oh,
it's mad though, because you even see like clips of Dua Lipa and her fella Callum Turner just strolling around like the eating area with a coffee and like unbothered. Yeah. I don't get it.
I think a lot of people missed then the headline act when the match was on. I think it might have been SZA.
Right, okay.
The crowd wasn't great for her because
there seemed to be one telly that probably had 200 people. I don't know if that was necessary.
Did you manage to walk around Longitude unbothered?
Oh, shut up. Get a grip.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hosier and Too Sweet on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
We were just chatting on all things Glastonbury and one of the highlights I saw online was a very serious journalist from the BBC. His name is Ross Adkins. He's also a DJ. Get yourself a guy who can do both. Yeah. Very serious and yet also great crack. But he did this amazing remix of the BBC theme tune and the crowd obviously went nuts. And Dave was saying, how could we kind of replicate that in Ireland?
Yeah, I'd imagine like the only thing you could do is probably replicate either the RTÉ theme tune to the news, but boring, or the Angelus.
We were saying that's a great shout and apparently it already exists. Listen to this.
Hell
yes. And I mean, sorry, not hell yes. Bless myself there.
Heaven yes.
Heaven yes.
1 second there.
Sorry.
Oh, can we play that next?
That's better than I would have imagined it would sound.
I'm obsessed. Get that on the picnic at 6 a.m. and 12 noon, please.
Beautiful.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning.
It's coming up on 10 to 8 and we have a chance for you to win lovely prizes this week, all but thanks to Emerald Park.
Yeah, I've been to Emerald Park, I think, maybe 3 or 4 times and I've loved it every single time. The last time we went, last week or two weeks ago, best time.
That was unreal.
It was so, so good.
School is out. Summer holidays are here. This is a great way to spend some time having the crack with the kids or the big kids as well. Like these two are no
Hello.
More kids.
Oh, yeah.
Emerald Park is something for everyone to enjoy. And the new Tiernanogue Land is now open with 2 new state-of-the-art roller coasters. These are like, I believe, like Disneyland.
I think creators of Disney even like might have made them or something.
I remember when we went there last year before they were built, they were like, we're getting in 2 new like Disney standard coasters. Yes. They're absolutely class.
So cool.
They're called Nafina Force and The Quest, and for tickets and info you can visit emeraldpark.ie. Ash, you were a little bit, you kind of overdid it, I think, though, on the roller coasters.
Yes, we had to go on them a couple of times each because we were singing songs on the roller coasters for you to guess. So I did it for you guys, but I definitely was a bit woozy.
Yeah, all I'll say is, lucky I drove home.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
She wasn't the best after it.
No. I would have been in the ditch.
You've been guessing what song Ash was attempting to sing on a roller coaster. Soraya thinks she knows. What's the crack? How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's things?
Good, thanks.
How was your weekend? Did you do any of the mad events that were on across the city or did you keep it quiet?
It was very quiet at home for the entire weekend.
Were you?
It was perfect. Okay, didn't go near nice. Anything.
Keep the blinds closed and wait till Monday. It'll all be over.
Where is home?
Yeah, that rain on Saturday. It was just like, I'm not going out there.
It was movie day. Yeah,
yes,
dead right.
Movie day. Happy days. Have you ever been to Emerald Park, Soraya?
I haven't, but the kids have been and they keep wanting to drag me to Emerald Park.
It is grey crack.
For adults and kids,
like these new rides are something else.
And you'll have all access pass, which is something we didn't even have.
Exactly,
that sounds absolutely unbelievable.
God, guys, yous are unreal. They'll just make the kids summer. That's absolutely amazing.
Well, hang on now, Soraya.
So this is what you heard. This is Ash singing on one of the roller coasters. You've been trying to figure out what song she's singing.
What do you think, Soraya?
Too Sweet by Hosier.
No,
Hosier.
Wrong. Bye.
Don't do that to my children, please.
we wouldn't.
Uncanny.
Absolutely uncanny. Soraya, congratulations. You have just won with Emerald Park.
Woo-hoo! guys, thank you so much. You're absolute legends.
How many
honestly.
Kids do you have, Saria?
Three kids. Oh, so they're
four all
10, 11 and 12.
Amazing.
So they're, they'll be made up with this.
So you're going to be on your own with them now, but there'll be plenty to keep them entertained.
That's fine. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect, guys.
Listen, well done. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Another chance for you to win. Same time tomorrow on the show if you want to get yourself to Emerald Park this summer on us.
I'm hoping one of her kids can drive home. Just for her own sake.
Here is Dua Lipa. She absolutely smashed her headline set at Glasgow this weekend. It's Hallucinate on Spin.
Fully charged. Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Even if you weren't a Taylor Swift over the weekend, you might have just caught that Taylor fever, which I certainly did. I went from, nah, I'm not interested at all, to, oh my God, look at that friendship bracelet. The guard. Look at the guard swapping friendship bracelets.
I know,
with
it looks
child.
So, aww. So good.
We were just going through producer Callum's friendship bracelets here, swapping with other fans on the night. And I love how, like, even Julia Roberts was there last night and she's exchanged friendship bracelets with the crowd.
I think she was in Dublin. Was that what she was there for?
She was
at Taylor Swift, was she?
She was there last night, yeah.
Right, okay.
Stevie Nicks was at it last night.
Logan Paul was there.
That's mad.
That's so bizarre.
Like. I feel like, is everyone who, like, are there random celebs just floating around Ireland all the time?
That's what makes it look like to me.
And then they just come together for Taylor.
Totally. That's what I found so bizarre about it. I was like, if I thought Julia was in town, I would have been excited about that. But she just shows up at the gig and who would have known? I don't know.
I actually swung by the Aviva on Friday night and it was like the most wholesome sight. Like everybody, there was tons of people out in their gear that didn't have tickets, but were just singing and dancing. But like it was really cute because like obviously you could hear it so well, but they were kind of singing, but like quiet singing. Everyone was like, shake it up. But it was like real hushed.
Because they're kind of
cute.
Probably a little bit embarrassed because you can be heard rather than at the gig. You can sing terribly. No one can really hear you. Yeah.
That's gas. Yeah, it was some hell of a weekend. I think, what was it? I think about 800,000 people coming to Dublin.
Yes.
I was like, I thought the country was going to tip over.
I know.
Like, I don't know what's going on.
There was a huge amount going on. It was great.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning. Hope you're in good form. It is Monday, the 1st of July, and the whole gang is back together. What's
hello.
The
Woohoo! 1st of July already.
July,
wow.
Here we go.
Year's flying in.
Yeah. It's exactly 2 months since I was in the Gale Talks for a weekend.
Oh, wow. 2 months.
What? I know. Isn't that mad?
That's insane.
That's frightening.
It really doesn't feel like that long ago. It was the Maybank holiday. I was up in Donegal with my boyfriend Alex. We did a Gale Talks course, and a girl that we met while we were there is back because I follow her on Instagram and she's doing a tapestry and weaving course.
Oh, very
cute.
Cool.
Good for her.
My favourite story from the Ash going to the Gale Talk was when her boyfriend, the American boyfriend, got out and was like, ah, Millie's. And then Ash was like, it's Millish.
Yeah. Well, she posted a story up in one of the pubs that are up there in Glencolumbkill. Like, it's so remote, so country. And it's like a grand draw for the area. And the prizes are something else.
Oh,
they're
really?
So funny. First prize, a heifer.
Seriously?
Or $2,000.
No.
You can choose.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's good going.
Yeah,
make a
heifer
money
or $2,000. I like that because I wouldn't have a use for the heifer.
Yeah, but
personally.
Yeah.
But the $2,000 would
happy
be nice,
days.
You know?
Yeah. What do they want to give away more, I wonder? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah, I know. What's more,
what's a better gift?
Prize, I don't know. Probably the heifer.
Yeah, probably.
If you know what to do with it.
Is a heifer female? So that's, you
yeah, it's
have
a female
babies,
cow, isn't it?
Like a breed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already
yeah.
make more money. Anyway,
milk.
Sorry, one.
Free milk
you
for might, life.
You need a male one for that, though, I'm pretty sure.
True. Sugar.
You need to enter the other draw for that one. Second prize was a pair of ewe lambs.
No way!
Stop.
Yeah,
so cute.
Third prize was a rooster and four hens.
You're joking.
Is there any money like value
I
with
was
these?
For a box
no,
of roses,
no. There's no alternative.
There's
for
no
them.
Ewe lambs and like 600 quid.
No.
There's no
just the lambs
specs
and the hens.
And again, if you're not in a position to take in two baby sheep, then what can
best
you do?
Luck. Yeah. And then fourth prize, a voucher for Donegal Oil.
Amazing. I'd
fabulous.
Be taking fourth prize.
Oh, I love rural Ireland.
Give me a few lines on that one, 100%. Get me
so
a
funny.
Win.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I'm back from holidays, back from Lanzarote. I have a little bit of the holiday blues, but I am happy to be back. So I'm happy to be back in my own bed.
It looks kind of tame.
It was very tame, to be fair.
You were very well behaved.
It was great. We just literally just relaxed for most of the day and then went out at night, but like didn't go too mad or anything like that.
What time did you wake up in the mornings?
I see most of the days, like I'm still used to waking up so early for the breakfast show. So like I'm waking up at like 7, 8 and stuff like that. But there was days where I'd wake up at 10 and I felt great about myself.
But the nice thing is you get up early, but you can just lie there.
Exactly. Just lie there, chill out, go out onto the balcony and stuff. You just know how holidays go. You can do whatever you want.
What's you have for breakfast and holiday? That's what I'm curious about, Dave's meals on holidays.
You could go to a shopping centre and get pizza slices for €2. So I went
for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I got. Fantastic. I also got some chicken goujons for €2.50 and some, what are they called? Mozzarella sticks for €2.50.
Cool.
I'd expected nothing less.
And that was my breakfast for the entire week.
Fantastic.
It was really bad food, but like no one else would have eaten it. But for the entire like week we were there, we started playing this game. And obviously I went with my housemate Ben, right? Ben is from Roscommon. Big into Ga and stuff like that is our Ben, right? And he started on the very first day picking out jerseys that people were wearing. And then at the end of the first day, he was like, God, I've seen 6 jerseys today. Isn't that mad? And I was like, yeah. Fair play. Me there kind of like, God, this is going to be a boring holiday.
These are all Gaelic jerseys.
Yeah, all Gaelic jerseys. Yeah,
I have to say a couple of things. One, you're in Lanzarote, so a lot of Irish there. But two, I never understand why guys wear Gaelic jerseys or any kind of sport jerseys on holiday. Do they not make you sweat so bad?
Well, obviously not, because people were wearing them everywhere you go. Even
very light.
Do you know the people that you get in Lanzarote who come up to you and they're like, oh, do you want to buy sunglasses and whatever? There was a guy wearing an Antrim jersey. And I swear this is not a joke. There was another one wearing a Portleash jersey.
That's
not even like a leash jersey, a Portleash jersey.
Yeah.
Like a club.
Club.
Do you know what I mean?
Stop.
So we made, this was the game. We decided after the first day, 6 jerseys down. Obviously the main one, Dublin, you got your Cork, you know, this, that and the other. But we decided, right, let's see how many we can get. We could be able to get maybe 20 jerseys by the end of the holiday if we're lucky, right? And the only rule was no clubs. Couldn't do clubs, right?
Okay.
So no clubs. It had to be county. Only county jerseys.
County only.
Right? So by the second day then, it was still going. We were like already up to 22 jerseys by the second day.
Okay,
it
so
was
tell us
insane.
Where were we spotting people? The beach?
So
the
town? We were sitting in the same, like every single day was the exact same on our holiday. We woke up at like 8 o'clock. We chilled out. We go for a swim. We go and chill out on the balcony of our apartment. And then we go downtown. We go to a bar somewhere and we just chill out. And watch people go, just people watch. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's bliss.
It was bliss. But people kept walking by. And see, the only thing about Ben is quite bad eyesight. So I then had to start playing the game, like to the point where I was like, and I don't know counties like Ben knows counties. He's mad into gas. So I'd be there like going, that looks terrible. There's an awful colours over there. That's probably a jersey. And he'd be like, that's Mayo. And then he'd be like, I'd be like, there's a white one over there. Sligo. You know what I mean? Like, it got to the point where...
Oh, I'd say he was so excited.
It got to the point where I was reading out what the sponsor was. Do you know what I mean? So I go, oh, there's Renault over there. He's like, Westmead! Do you know what I mean? Things like that. So that was the whole game. But I'm curious, right? So this is where the game gets interesting for you listening, okay? Because for the whole holiday, we spent our time doing this, going, I think that's Sligo over there, and I think that's, oh, look at that, there's Louth, and there's Cork, and all
that. I love that he couldn't see a thing, and you were describing
it. Oh, so
that's
funny.
So good.
What do you think was the final jersey we got? Because, by the way, we got 32 jerseys.
That's insane.
But we were waiting. 32 counties, that's kind of
32
perfect.
Counties,
and you were away for
jerseys.
5 nights.
5 nights.
Fair enough if you were away for a fortnight.
Yeah, no, 5 nights. And that's we saw every question. Single jersey. Shout out to the guy selling in Lanzarote who was wearing the Antrim jersey. Thank God for him, because I don't think we saw anyone else wearing an Antrim jersey. But yeah, what do you think the final jersey was? And I think you'll be shocked, because I'll give you a clue. It wasn't Leitrim. Leitrim is the least populated county in Ireland.
Okay.
It wasn't Leitrim. We saw Leitrim on day 3.
Did you see a lot multiple times?
Yes. Like, oh my God, it is wall-to-wall Mayo over there.
Really?
It's just, oh, I don't know how they're getting to the airport. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Longspin.
I thought...
They love their colours, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they really do. But I thought there'd be a load of people from certain counties, especially close to the airport. This is where I'm curious. Let us know. Voice notes 087-711-1038. What was the last jersey we saw that we spent 5 days looking for? What was the last jersey we saw? Let us know. 087-711-1038.
Understood. So not just the last jersey, but the first and only time you saw this particular jersey.
First and only one.
Okay, get your voice notes in.
I can't wait to find out.
With your predictions, please. 087-711-1038.
5 days we spent looking for this jersey. Found it on the very last
day. I can only imagine the celebrations when you saw it.
It was massive.
Fairy tale ending.
I am feeling very good. Happy to be back from holidays. Had a really, really fun holiday.
Good.
Lasted a week. It was great. Good to be back. But on the holiday, we played a game, me and my housemate Ben. We went over where we spotted GAA jerseys for every single county in Ireland. We got all 32, baby. I thought that was very impressive.
Question, did you and Ben sport any GAA jerseys while you were away?
No, I actually didn't.
Wore his Roscommon, no?
No, he didn't. I don't even have a GAA jersey.
You wouldn't see 32 GAA jerseys in a week in Dublin.
No, not
that's
at all.
That's so mad.
Wouldn't happen. Maybe
you saw it in Lanzarote.
But you see, Irish people abroad are really cool.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, look at us in our jerseys.
They're so alt.
So that's how we spent our holiday, was just looking at GAA jerseys. You should have seen it. It was genuinely hilarious where it was, I'd be like across the beach and I'd be like, I think there's like, you know, orange and black over there. But Ben would have to go and verify because it could be club. So we'd have to run all the way. So by the way, if you saw someone at, you know, in Lanzarote running after like 10-year-old boys, the only reason for that is because it was for a leash, to see if it was a leash jersey. Right? That was the only reason, right?
What the hell?
Don't be giving anyone excuses.
Exactly. So anyway, that was only Ben's reason anyway. So I asked you, right, what do you think the last jersey we saw? So we spent 5 days in Lanzarote. We only saw this jersey once, and it was on the very, very last day, and it was the only one we needed. It was the one we needed to complete the 32.
And previously, you'd seen some jerseys multiple times as well.
Mayo constantly, Galway all the way. It was insane.
Leo was on. Derry or Donegal?
Derry or Donegal.
Final jersey?
I actually have the text from when Ben texts me their jerseys, because each time he saw a jersey, he'd text me, right?
Were you not together all the time?
I was, and he still texts me.
Okay.
So what were the
Derry and Donegal.
Derry was found on Tuesday. And Donegal was found on Wednesday.
Okay. Not that one then.
Okay.
No, not that one.
John was on. Tipperary or Dublin? A lot of people chancing around with the multiple guesses here.
Dublin was found on the first, I think the second we got off the flight.
Okay.
There was a Dublin one there. And Tipperary, the same day, the very, very first day we saw Tipperary.
Okay.
Jersey.
Okay. I feel like this is potentially could be the winner. Sarah's suggesting Carlo.
Carlo. Now, Carlo, we spent the entire holiday going, we're not going to get a Carlo.
Yeah, that'd
it's
be a tough find.
Do Carlo
happening.
Even play GAA? No offence.
They do, but on Thursday, someone walked past our restaurant in a Carlo jersey. We thought it was Mayo because I think they're the same colours or something like that. We thought it was Mayo, but it wasn't Carlo. We saw that on the second last day.
All right, Becca, what do you think? The final jersey Dave and Ben spotted. What do you reckon?
I think I'll go with a Meath jersey.
A Meath jersey.
Why Meath?
Why Meath?
I'm a Meath woman myself, so I just said I'll go for it.
See, I'm a Meath man myself, Becca, right? What part of Meath are you from?
See, I'm on the border between Drogheda and Leighton.
Oh yeah, same
that's
as me.
That's Dave's neck of the world as well.
Do you guys
neck,
not know each other? That's my neck of the world. Small enough area.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty quite big area. Becca, Meath is absolutely correct. Is that not the most bizarre thing in the world? Because Meath, they're right beside the airport.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand
yes,
how it was.
Exactly.
I thought everyone in Meath, I thought it'd be wall-to-wall Meath jerseys. One Meath jersey we saw.
At the very end.
The very end.
I love your theory is the closest people to the airport are the most people.
But this was, I was like, Mayo people, they're so far away from the airport, they're not going to be going, do you know what I mean, on holidays
also,
to Lanzarote.
Like, Meath is a big county.
It's massive. And it's a massive GAA county as well. Do you know what I mean? So I was just very confused. We thought one. Isn't that ridiculous, Becca?
That's ridiculous. I'll make sure when I go on plans right the next time, the whole family wearing knee jerseys.
You better do that, right, Becca. That is absolutely what I need you to do. Well
thanks,
done.
Becca.
Well done. Great guess. Fair play.
Thank you.
Good luck, Becca. Bye.
I love classic Dave logic there.
Why?
Well, if you live far away from the airport, you're not going to really go on your holidays.
Well, like, think about it, right?
I mean, people in Galway,
you know we're living in Ireland here. It's not very big.
In my head, like, if you live far away, you're less likely to be on holidays. I don't know
it's
why.
It's just classic logic. It
I think
absolutely
that.
Absolutely no sense.
I just feel like we saw mostly Dublin jerseys.
Do you think the only reason why people from Dublin go on holidays is because they're like, Ash, the airport's there.
The airport's only there.
Well.
But God, like from Galway, jeez, I don't know if we'll bother. Will
yeah, you've Ackle only like across the road.
Again, classic. It doesn't make any sense.
Recharge.
Dave was just telling us what he got up to on his holidays, and it didn't sound like the most exciting trip abroad as a guy in his late 20s with his friends.
And yet, we had the best time. We basically spent the entire week looking out for county jerseys.
Yeah, and that was the highlight, I think. That's kind of the only news we have.
That's the take home anyway.
It was the take home, but if you play that game and by the last day of your holiday you found a 32nd county, you are going to be buzzing.
I know. It's like winning the World Cup.
It could have been the worst holiday ever. It wasn't, but I'm just saying it could have been. And then the last day you find that 32nd jersey, woohoo!
Yeah,
what a rush!
Yeah. Wow, however you get your kicks, eh? Michael is standing by. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, Michael. Come here. Why do you always wear your GAA jersey abroad?
Purely because any taxi we ever get into when we're over there, they always say, are you Irish or are you English? And we turn around and say, I'm Irish. And the taxi driver would be like, oh, good, good, we like the Irish. They seem to treat you completely differently, they do.
Really?
No way. Compared to the English?
Even shopping centres and all like that. If you go in there, if you're not sure, if they think you're English and not Irish, they will not help you whatsoever.
Right.
Wow.
That's gas. That's why you wear the GAA jerseys.
And it's a complete Spain and Lanzarote thing. It's just something to do with about over there at the moment.
It's a uniform.
When you're over there, wear a jersey. Let them know who you are.
That's so funny.
So do you have multiples of your own jerseys just to last you the week?
That's a mixture.
Okay, we're going to have to.
The Ireland and a few other bits.
We're going to have to get produce a Callum and L Dublin jersey.
Right. Oh, you have one.
He's not safe.
Thanks, Michael.
No problem. Bye bye.
Talk to you later.
So I'm looking at the list here. So I remember we were looking for like 3 days, we were looking for a Galway jersey. We couldn't find a Galway
jersey.
That's
mad.
And then we couldn't stop seeing them after Wednesday, right? So for the last 3 days in the thing, we were going, and where were you on Tuesday? You know, every time someone would walk past in a Galway jersey. But the top three, right? So the last three counties that we saw. Number three, Longford.
Okay.
Right, could not find a Longford jersey for love nor money.
That
no Longford
on my
jersey.
List, yeah.
The only thing is, you know, the tat shops that you can get in Lanzarote, they were selling like really rip off brands of GAA jerseys. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Only had like Wexford, Galway, Dublin. Do you know what I mean? Didn't have any. I don't know what was with Wexford. It's ages away from the airport. Second was Westmead. So really, Meath was really falling.
Right, yeah. All of the
And
Meads.
Then number one, the last jersey we saw, which we only saw once, was a Meath jersey. And when we saw that Meath jersey, oh my God, did we party.
By doing what?
We went home because we were on the way to the airport.
We were finished. Yeah.
Good morning.
So, you might not know this, but every quarter on the show, things get very business around here, very corporate.
Yeah, we're just like any other business. You know, we operate in the same way.
Yeah, we still have our Q1, Q2, Q3s and Q4s.
Exactly. We may do a wrap, but God, we do have to do our goals at the end of every quarter.
God help you if you work in that industry and today is the day that you need to present your goals for Q3.
And
literally
review your previous goals.
Oh, no, that'd be worse.
Didn't do that one.
No, it's official now. It's the 1st of July, 2024. It's on a Monday. We today are stamping it down. It's exactly halfway through the year. So if you work in a stressful job, well, sorry. we're kind of only taking
this. This is probably going to be pretty triggering for you. Yeah.
So, 183 days through the year.
Yeah.
I have 183 more to go.
Mm. So a lot
the
more
year is flying.
And much to do,
and
ladies
to
and
do,
gents.
Of course, much to do, folks. Welcome all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. How are the graphs looking?
Everything on.
Oh, they're very high.
On spec.
I have a nice Venn diagram. It's color coordinated.
Awesome.
I have a pie chart.
Mm. Oh, thanks very much.
Yep.
You have a spider map.
Do you? Excellent. Have you got your presentations ready?
I do, yes.
Yes.
So first up, what we're going to do, guys, is review our goals from Q2, which is 3 months ago today.
My favourite.
Do you all recall exactly what your goals were?
Not a clue.
It's a funny thing. I never do.
I never do either.
Each time I do them, I'm like, no, I'm going to remember this one. And then 3 months later,
I have no clue.
Not a breeze.
Never. Producer Callum always grabs these and we're always shocked that we made such big plans for ourselves 3 months ago. So let's take it back and see if I achieved whatever the hell my goals were 3 months ago. Transform an area of our garden into a blooming oasis. Oh, dearie dee.
How is the garden today?
How is the oasis?
Well, the oasis was actually had potential until I was cutting the grass last week and accidentally cut the stalk of the two sunflowers that I had been growing.
Nice.
So awesome.
There was potential, but that I can say for sure is an epic fail.
epic fail.
Number two, train excessively because you're very late getting started to get fit enough to complete the VHI Women's Mini Marathon you signed up to with the goal of running 75% of it.
Well, well, well.
I have to give myself a little pat on the back for that one.
I think you do.
Excellent.
I did achieve that goal. And
did you run
really
75%
fun.
Of it?
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I surprised myself by how much of it I ran.
Excellent.
Okay, that's good. It's not all bad. No idea what this is. I would like to visit at least 15 Sex and the City filming sites in May while dressed as glamorously as Carrie. Okay, no. I was in New York. I did visit one of the spots, which was Carrie's Steps, and I was wearing runner's very not Carrie Bradshaw-esque dressed.
But and yet you did go to a very Carrie Bradshaw pricey place. Remember your very expensive lunch?
When I went somewhere that I didn't realise. Yeah. My Adidas t-shirt.
Well, that was quite Sex in the City of you.
We'll give you two.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still a big fail.
Thank you very much.
So one out of three.
Any recollection at all?
I haven't a clue, but I'd imagine I smashed it.
Okay, this is what Dave said 3 months ago about his plans for this for the last queue.
I would like to show my commitment to my own personal employee well-being and being more sustainable by investing in a Stanley Cup. What's sitting right beside me, ladies and gentlemen, is a Stanley Cup.
Yes, it is. And our colleague Lucy said it looks like a Kerry soup around.
Yeah, but I know she's just jealous because mine has a straw built in. What was my Q2 second goal? Number two is I would like to increase the level of vitamin D production in my body, which very will good. Include an improved mood and enhanced overall well-being. I'll achieve this by going on holiday and getting a tan.
Okay. Yes!
So, I did go on holiday, but I didn't get a tan.
You got freckles.
And that's probably not where I got the vitamin D, because my doctor said I had to take vitamin D supplements. So, I've been getting my vitamin D from supplements. I'll have you know, pass, David.
I'll say we give you 1.5.
Yeah. And what have I got for the last goal? Promote a positive workplace culture by going to more comedy gigs on my own and then telling people in work about it. I didn't do any of that, no.
I kind of, you went to one comedy gig, maybe?
I did, yeah.
You went with our boss, Nick.
Yes, oh, I did. That's true, actually. I went to Theo Vaughan and that wasn't the greatest. But I was thinking of going to more comedy gigs by myself. I thought the reason being would be so that I could steal the jokes and then bring them to you guys. But that didn't work out.
You're still stealing jokes, though, so.
Every day, maybe.
Aisling.
All right, so my goal number one. Complete a successful Ischocto 3 and Mocto 3 manoeuvre in the hills of Donegal during my Q2 visit to the Gael Top.
Yes!
Big tick.
Very nice.
Attended a Cayley. Job done. Happy days. All right, next goal. Touch base with my dentist and arrange extraction of lower left wisdom tooth to present said tooth pushing all my other teeth together and causing terrible looking teeth.
Ooh.
Ooh, terrible looking teeth continue up here.
Your teeth
I am
lovely.
Way too scared for this.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I have not been to the dentist since, and that will not be in the Q3 goals either. Next goal. Source cheapest batch of Willy straws on the market to be utilised at my first hen party, which I will attend towards the end of quarter two.
Hey,
that was 2 days ago.
I did attend it, but I was told strictly no Willy straws.
Boo!
So that was kind of beyond my control. That
was a highbrow hen party.
It
then.
It was a classy.
Well, listen, stick with us because you know it is a very important day in the financial year. I don't even know if that makes sense. So we are going to bring you our Q3 goals. Very soon. Let's try to be a bit more realistic, guys.
Yeah.
And let's aim a little bit higher. It's just gone 8:45. It's a very important day.
Speaking of quarter.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the 1st of July.
What? I thought that was so stupid.
I thought that was apt. That was pretty on point.
Guys, we're looking into part two of 2024, and it's officially the beginning of the third quarter, so it's only apt, as Dave said.
Speaking of quarter, it's 8:45.
We have just been revisiting the goals that we set for ourselves in Q2, and as usual on the show, none of us remembered what we said. And it was a mixed bag as per. Some were achieved, many were not.
It'll be the same next quarter.
I think the aim of this is to really aim low.
I think the aim of this is to be as vague as possible so that you accidentally achieve it anyway.
Q1, I just have a good time.
I had a good time sometimes.
Yeah, it's going to get along.
Next time we're going to be revisiting what we say here will be on the 1st of October, which is so scary to think. Yeah, isn't it? I was just working out in my head. I'm like, oh my God, it's August next month. Weird. Anyway, right now we're in peak summer, so let's keep it going. These are my goals. I think I'm being a bit more realistic this time around.
Go.
Number one, survive 3 days camping at a music festival. No, it sounds like Oh, that's not even a goal. I haven't done 3 days in many years. It's always 1 to 2 nights.
Yeah, you often
this
dip out.
Free at Electric Picnic. Need to really work on self-sufficiency, better preparation, and plan hydration and nutrition better, as I will have to return to work on the Tuesday after Electric Picnic.
So if you die, that's you failed. Failed.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay.
Yeah, if I die, then...
Again, low bar.
Low bar. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Number two, learn how to speak with braces. They're going in tomorrow, gang.
Ooh.
Tomorrow.
I need to practice daily pronunciation exercises, read aloud my book in bed to improve clarity while speaking with these things in my mouth. And finally, this is a big one because it's happened again. I now need to properly learn how to change a tire.
Oh.
My tire broke is the wrong word.
it definitely is.
My tire is flat. Punctured, it's flat, and I need to get that. It's been sitting in a car park now for 3 days waiting for someone to sort it out for me because I am not self-sufficient. So by October, I will be your roadside tire changing gal.
Okay, fair enough.
If anyone would like to help me, then I would appreciate it.
Well, the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Emma Nolan.
Thank you.
On to mine. For number one, Q Gold, I would like to start cooking meals at least twice a week. I've been relying too much on microwave dinners, specifically the Fit Foods brand. So by preparing my own meals, I aim to improve my nutrition, which I hope will positively impact my overall health,
just to
productivity,
say that
and hotness.
That doesn't mean just putting pasta in a bowl, like a meal.
No, that means putting pasta in a bowl.
Okay.
Look, as we said, bar is low this time, yes. This queue, and I think that's the way to success.
Number two, I am looking for someone with photography skills to take high-quality pictures of me. I need to find someone like this. The reason being, a good profile picture or on a Tinder, Hinge or Bumble can do really, really well for my mental health.
Excellent wellness.
I would get more matches and thus more dates.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I love it.
Number three. As you may know, I've managed to collect quite a few free pens over the last quarter. I find these little perks enjoyable and would love to see this trend continue. Free supplies might seem trivial to you, but they do add a bit of fun and practicality to my daily routine. So I would like more free pens. So I would like free pens, I would like more matches, and I would like pasta in a bowl.
Okay, well, again, bars on the floor here. Yeah, brilliant. We power on. Ash, what do you think? Okay,
mine, unfortunately, are a little specific. Okay, number one, similar to yours, Emma, but I'd like to optimise logistics on the night of the 18th of August, maximising sleep and ensuring timely arrival at work following the collaborative singing process of Padam Padam in a field at Electric Picnic. Emma has booked off the Monday, meaning I have to come into work after Kylie Minogue.
Yeah,
and
do.
It's going to be the night from hell. That's that one.
I'd say you book it off now for next year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number two, I would like to facilitate a cross-cultural immersion program when attending an American wedding in September. Promote learning by teaching Irish phrases to the Americans, such as Pogue Mahone.
Very good.
And organising a small ceilidh to the song Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Brilliant. Okay, cool.
So I'll be attending that wedding and I have to represent the country accordingly.
I feel like all three, they could have been three goals separately.
It was. There's a lot packed into that one, but I am ambitious. And my final goal for Q3, promote retention of holiday tan by maximising exposure to natural light, thus maintaining a healthy appearance and sexy glow.
Okay,
nice.
Very nice.
Okay, cool.
What does that mean? You want to tan?
Be outside.
I want to keep my holiday tan. I have a bit of a tan going on since my holidays and I basically just need to get outside every single time. It's sunny, wearing very little clothes and I'll keep it till the way to the end of September.
I'm sure your boyfriend Alex will be delighted with that.
I'm sure most of Dublin would.
Yeah. Be outside with no clothes, essentially.
A goal for us all.
Ash is going to get arrested in Q3.
We'll see how we get on in 3 months' time.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the 1st of July and we've just been reviewing our goals from Q2, the last quarter, and we've just written our goals for Q3. I already can't remember them.
Nope.
Something about a tire.
Yeah. We got a message in from Lindsay, though, saying, raging there was no mention of a Christmas panto from either of you, and two eye roll emojis. Lindsay.
Not a chance.
Girl, these are Q's, not H's.
What's a H?
Half? I don't know. Making that up. This is only going to bring us up to the end of September. Yeah, don't you know that we mentioned the panto for Q4?
Can we please not talk about anything Christmas related right now?
Bagsy taking that for Q4 goals, by the way. Yeah,
I don't know. I've no doubt that the one-take panto will be back for 2024, but the middle of summer now. Stop that.
Relax now, Lindsay.
Why are you thinking of that?
That just actually made me feel cold. No, it's summer.
We do a lot more on the show as well, Lindsay, every week, day in, day out.
Poor Lindsay is never going to text.
She's only listening for the one take panto, which happens in December. Maybe today's the day they do the panto again. No, it's in December.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, just coming up on 9:05 this Monday morning. The whole gang is here.
I have Woo-hoo. To say now, Emma, to be fair, right, to Aisling. Aisling wore this kind of vest thing last 2 weeks ago and I put up on the screen a picture of McLovin from Superbath.
It wasn't a vest.
No, I wore just a waistcoat thing that everybody's wearing right now. It's extremely fashion forward.
It's really in, actually.
Well, what does Emma look like today? Hit that clip.
Oh, for God's sake. Bananas in pajamas, I'm coming down the
stairs. Yep. Bananas in pajamas, I'm coming down in pairs. Reason being, she's wearing Christ these sake. Pants that are blue and white striped. They're amazing.
I do look like an inmate.
No, they're just giving like very much like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory grandparent pajamas.
No, yeah, I totally do. I actually hear you. I kind of hate them.
No, I think they're really cool. They are look cool, so comfy as well.
They just look good. They look very bananas.
But we're kind of just on a bananas and pajamas vibe.
Yeah.
Now, but, since you went to the toilet.
So I have that bananas and pajamas picture there behind you, just so you can see what they look like. And then also, I was thinking, if you notice on their collars, it has B1 and B2.
Yeah, see that.
So like that's banana 1 and banana 2. They don't have names. That's just their names, B1 and B2. But apparently there are other bananas and pajamas characters.
Are there?
Can you name one for £1,000?
Ollie or orange in an I don't know.
You went with the one that doesn't have a rhyme.
The only thing I can see in my head is them literally going up and down the stairs. I can't remember anything else about that show.
Yeah.
Did they speak? Was there any dialogue?
There was dialogue, yeah, but let me run you through.
Peach on a beach.
Let me just tell you that the bananas are the only fruits that are in this show.
Yeah. Definitely a dog.
You've got Amy the teddy bear, Lulu the teddy bear, Morgan the teddy bear, you've got Rat in a Hat, you've got Bernard the dog, Charlie the monkey, Kevin the butterfly, Maggie the magpie, Mrs. Rat the rat, Tolstoy the tortoise, Thomasina the turtle, and Topsy the kangaroo. So,
Amy the teddy. I can see why bananas and pajamas were the famous ones.
Yeah, Amy the teddy and Morgan the teddy. And don't forget about Lulu the teddy.
And Mrs. Rat the rat. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I hope you had a good weekend, by the way, on quite possibly the busiest weekend in the capital all year, or probably ever.
In
maybe
years,
ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen Dublin so busy. It was insane. There was everything going on. I know most of it from your song on Friday, actually.
My
rap. Lots going on. Obviously, you had Longitude. You had some Judi Dench thing going on.
Yeah, Judi Dench was in the board. Gosh, yeah. Most importantly.
We really gave that so much hype.
Pride was going on.
Taylor Swift,
of course.
You had Shania.
Malahide. Yeah. Of all of the things that were going on, I think I hit the most things. I think in Dublin, I've hit the most amount of events that happened over the weekend.
And you were just back from holidays on Friday as well.
Just back. I actually go as far as to say that I almost nearly hit a fifth one. I hit four, definitely.
Really?
I hit four, and I think I hit a fifth.
That's
the reason
going.
That I think I hit the fifth is because I came off of the Lewis at Stephen's Green on Saturday because I wasn't able to get past it because of the Pride Parade, so I had to walk through the Pride Parade. So I kind of did Pride too.
Hey, yeah. Give it a tick.
Yeah, exactly. I was happy for my friends. One of my friends was up for Taylor Swift and then after got to experience Pride. I was like, that's
amazing.
Just so handy to go from one to the other and experience it all, yeah.
It's very cool.
Well done. That's really good going. What are you talking about?
I was really, really happy. So obviously,
I did one.
Which was Longitude.
Yeah.
So obviously the Spin House Party stage, we were live from Longitude on Saturday afternoon and that was absolute mayhem. It was so much fun. Spin House Party stage, always unbelievable, looks deadly and there's always unreal artists at it. We did the show live. We had so much fun.
And
I was really happy to be able to take that off my list. I was like, right, Longitude, done. I came, I saw, I did
conquered.
A show, I finished, I'm gone.
Happy days.
Right, headed off then because I needed to go to Croke Park.
My God.
Because Antrim, I think, were playing Roscommon. I don't know who was playing, but I think it was Antrim anyway.
You were there. You were there.
Yeah, I was a bit late for that one because obviously it was just that kicked off at four or threw in at four.
Oh, very good.
Sorry. And so that threw in at 4 o'clock and I was a bit late to that. I think I saw the last.
How did you get
minutes.
To Croke Park?
I had to walk through town because I had to get off at Stephen's Green walk through town.
And that's when you spotted the Pride Parade.
That's when I spotted the Pride Parade, and then when I got Northside I got a taxi up to his close, like kind of Dorset Street, and then walked the rest of the way, so that was grand. And then I also obviously saw Dublin versus Galway. I saw Galway knock out Dublin, which to be honest I wasn't really happy about, but I couldn't really do anything about it because I was sitting in a sea of Galway people.
Okay, yeah.
Especially my housemate Linda, who is from Galway, sitting right next to me, and every time Dublin would score a point I'd just be like, yes. I'll do a little clap under
just
my legs.
Fingers.
Yeah, but Linda beside me going, what are you clapping for?
That's mad, the Dublin are out, lads.
Yeah, I know, they're gone. It's bizarre. But to be fair, they just didn't show up on the day, unfortunately. Galway absolutely killed it. And I was happy for Galway. Main reason being I was happy for Galway because I was sitting in a sea of Galway people, so I kind of had to be happy for them. But there was four people behind us who are Dubs fans, right? And they were quite possibly the worst people I've ever seen in my entire life. Anything that the Galway fans did, they hated.
Okay.
The Galway fans were cheering. They'd stand up and cheer. Sit down. Sit down. Watch the screen. You don't need to stand up.
No, they didn't.
It's Croke Park, you melt. What are you talking about?
Did they?
I swear to God, they were the worst people I've ever met.
It's not a theatre, like.
We arrived in just a little bit late for the Dublin match and we sat down and Linda, and about 10 minutes after we sat down, Linda, my housemate, did a Be Real, right? I was sitting in Croke Park. You can hear them in the background. That match, coming to a match just to take a selfie. I turned around.
We're all losers.
I turned around and went, it's a Be Real, actually. As if that helped at all. Anyway,
like, yeah,
so I was kind of happy that they were miserable.
Things.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even though I was going for the Dubs myself, but yeah, they were miserable and I was happy with that. Then off from Croke Park, straight to Fairview Park to see the Saw Doctors. I knew one song.
Of course.
One song. By the end of it, I'm a massive Saw Doctors fan. We had the best time ever. Obviously, N17, and you listening might be a Saw Doctors fan. You'll appreciate this. I'm going back to Tuam. Don't know where Tuam is, but I'm going there.
Galway. Yeah. Galway this weekend.
That one.
Okay.
So that was a double Galway helping. That
a
was
double
fun.
Galway helping, yeah, yeah. And then on Sunday,
I actually find it so hard to believe, and I'm stressed. Like, we were warned so much about it being crazy this weekend.
Yeah.
Was it okay to get from like Croke Park to Fairview and everything?
It was grand. I'm sure most of the fans were going from the Galway match straight to the Saw Doctors.
Just ride the wave.
It was class.
Brilliant.
And then on the Sunday, me and my housemate Linda, we went out to Ballsbridge, parked the car and just kind of walked up to like Bath Avenue and just kind of listened to the Taylor Swift gig for a while. It was a lot of fun. There was loads of people there. Like, there was obviously people giving, I saw like load of guards like swapping hats with kids with their cowboy hats and stuff
Friday
like that.
As well.
I seen like they giving them bracelets and everything like that. Everyone was just in good spirits. Everyone was in good
form.
So
are you saying that you went to Taylor Swift?
I went to outside Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I went to Bald's Bridge.
I'll give you half a point.
Yeah.
And half a point as well for like the...
I heard Taylor Swift. So I think that's a point.
In real life. And you were kind of a pride.
And I was kind of a pride as well.
Man, that's really good.
That's
going.
Five out of probably what?
How many
like
did you get, Ash?
I got two absolutely. Well, I went to the Ballsbridge area as well for Taylor Swift. Yeah. I'm not giving that to myself.
Okay.
I think that's quite unfair. So I went to a Big Fat Zero. I was actually in Galway for the weekend at that hen. And I was kind of sad because it was a mega weekend.
Nice, because I was talking about Galway. It was all about Dublin this weekend. I just did the one and I was in bed at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm officially a loser.
Oh my God, so I was the wild one for the weekend. Look at that.
1-2. This is Spin 103.8 on air. Dublin's next radio star.
So come and get it if you got it.
This is something very exciting that we're announcing here on Spin. We are doing an on-air talent search for Spin's on-air next Dublin radio star.
Are we Simon Cowell?
Honestly, I really feel like a bit of Simon right
now.
Where is my golden buzzer?
I do like the thought of us, all three of us, kind of sitting in a room and people coming in and doing a radio show and us going, no.
Sadly, it's not like that. Not
great
at all.
It should be.
I know.
Great way to encourage people to get involved in.
Okay, maybe.
When I say we're
it's a yes
doing it
for me.
Yeah, when I say we're doing a talent search, Emma, Dave, and Ashley are not doing a talent search. But Spin as a whole, Spin 103.8, are looking for the next big on-air talent. And if you know anybody who would love to be on the radio or has a gift to the gab, or loves music, this could be something right up their street.
Loves going to a free gig.
It makes me nervous because what do they mean? Why do they need someone else? Are we on the way out?
Or? Oh yeah, we're gonzo. Yeah.
They're always looking for somebody to get rid of.
We're tipping on.
No, it is. It's a very, very cool thing. And do you know what? There's people I know in my life who were like, oh my God, I've always wanted to do that. And I'm like, so why didn't you go for it?
Yeah.
I think as well, when I first was looking for work in radio and I was looking for work experience, I loved this radio station where I grew up. And I just thought, oh my God, like, what's the point in sending a CV to them? They're never going to see it. You know, it seems like this absolute force, which of course it is. But it's actually a lot more approachable than you think. And if you send an email, chances are someone's going to read it. Do you know what I mean? So like, if you...
Someone will definitely read
it. It's intimidating. You think it's an intimidating thing.
Yeah.
And I remember then, much later down the line, I ended up working at that radio station and I remember telling them that and they were like, you're some idiot. Why didn't you just send us a message?
That's it. It's the question people always ask, like, how did you get into that?
Yeah, ask.
Like, it's really like any other job. You just kind of apply.
But also, you could ask, but we're handing you this now.
This is
a really easy way to get in.
We want you to be part of the Spin family. We're looking for people from all walks of life. We want to promote radio as a diverse, inclusive space where everyone's voice matters. So this prize on this is insane.
It's absolutely huge, okay? If you win this or if you get a chance with this, you're going to get a weekly show on Spin with training and mentorship. We didn't get any of that.
Nope.
Then the chance.
That's why we're shy.
Ah, come on now.
Training and mentorship. Get up there. You have to start next Monday. Off you go. I met them 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Cool, off we go.
Hi, I'm Emma. What's your name? Aisling. Oh, cool.
And at the end of all of this, somebody is going to get themselves a 6-month on-air residency. You're going to be part of the Spin family. Coming into us every day. It's absolutely huge.
It's huge. You're literally going to bypass so many other people. It's like a straight line in. It's like the backdoor system in the guy, isn't it?
Oh, that's
straight
it.
In.
I don't remember us doing anything like this ever before.
No.
So cool.
It's like a PLC for radio.
All you need to do is head to spin103.com, get all the details over there to enter, and hopefully you'll be one of our colleagues soon. We have fun stuff like the summer party on Wednesday.
Yeah, and the amount of crisps Michaela Hayes gets in is insane.
You'll be fed crisps, you'll be fed waffles. Best of luck. Spin103.com to get involved. You'll get this thing
that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I feel like it's rare for someone like that to come out with, you know, one massive song and already have this kind of superstar vibe.
Yeah, I think she has loads of other tunes.
I know, but to have the first kind of breakthrough single, but already to kind of seem so elite.
Yeah, you
know,
that kind of way. So good, though.
It's really cool. You know, the way you have other people who release their first single and they're like, oh, I'm so excited for it. It's like, already Chapel Roan seems so established. Yeah. It's pretty cool. We are celebrating this week because MaxiZoo are launching their new store in Nutgrove this weekend. Loads going on there across the opening this weekend. Face painting, balloon modelling and loads more fun things going on too.
Yeah, plus we're going to be bringing this party vibes on Saturday in store between 1 and 4 with live music from Spin DJs. We've got a €200 MaxiZoo voucher for you to win right now on the show.
Yeah, we are going to call somebody back now, but we did say you can't just answer the phone saying hello, how are you? Hi, Spin. We've got you to do something very specific. You answer the phone, otherwise we'll go to somebody else.
We gave you ample warning on this as well, so please answer your phone the correct way. Let's go.
Hello?
Oh, Cathy.
Cathy,
what were you meant to do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to do that either. No. But anyway, right, we can move on, Cathy.
Bye, Cathy. See you later.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, let's try that again.
It's ruthless.
Wonderful.
She sounded like a real dog.
That was really good. Sarah, did you put the dog up to the phone? That was impressive.
Thank you so much.
Will you do the growly bit?
Okay.
Sarah, when your alarm went off this morning, did you predict you'd be on live radio growling like a dog?
Not an absolute chance. I just dropped my child off to summer camp and this is the last thing I thought I would be doing in the morning.
Oh, unreal.
Tell me, do you have a pet?
I do, actually. I actually only got a dog at Christmas. We got a dachshund.
Amazing.
Also, you're going to be flat out buying your little dachshund a load of stuff with your €200 MaxiZoo voucher, Sarah.
I'm so excited.
That's really cute. Yeah, you can bring them off with you. Can you? I presume. I'm sure the MaxiZoo would be okay with pets coming in, are they?
It would be a really weird pet shop if you couldn't bring
them.
No animals.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can I ask, because my housemate had a dachshund, what's the story? Is it still crying at you in the night time or has it all calmed down a little bit?
It has calmed down. She is very, very needy. Very needy girl.
Not about them.
They're
yeah.
so needy.
So am I, Sarah.
So needy.
Listen, enjoy getting the Dash and all decked out with new gear from Maxi Zoo, okay? And thanks for listening.
Oh, guys, see you, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Sarah.
Have a nice day.
Bye. You too.
Talk to you later. If you missed out today, don't worry, and you have a pet. They're expensive, El Yolks pets.
They are indeed.
They are.
Yeah. A 200 euro voucher will go a long way. Another chance to win tomorrow. We'll probably do a different animal tomorrow, I'd imagine. How are your meows?
I'm trying to think of like what other pet sounds you could do. Obviously, cats. Fish.
Pig. That was a pig.
I thought you were
fish.
Trying to do a cat impression there.
Or like the fish. Ooh. Ooh.
You know, like a cat.
We move on. I'm becoming more of a Swiftie by the minute because I have a theory. Go on. Travis Kelce, her fella, flew in last night. He was at a wedding in LA and he flew in halfway through the gig just in time for his favourite song, Blank Space. Okay.
Yeah, he surprised her.
There's no way, I don't care how rich you are, that you're going to come in for one night and then fly home this morning for the sake of half a set, sleep and home. So my prediction is they're going to spend a bit of time in Ireland, the two of them, this week.
That's a good prediction,
you never know,
to be fair.
Any ideas when they're back on, when she's back on stage?
Amsterdam in a few days.
I look at producer
Callum. Yeah, she's back on stage in Amsterdam on Thursday.
Loads of time.
Okay.
Down to Wicklow, I'd say that's my prediction. Keep your eyes peeled. You're on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.